Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello, welcome to our third quiz. Like the past two quizzes, we will give you different types of questions to see how much you can remember from our episodes in the last 3 weeks. We will ask all the questions first and then we will give you all of the answers. So let's get started.
Okay, so here's our first question related to the first episode of these 3 weeks. True or false? The phrasal verb hold up is used to describe it being delayed while traveling. Next, we have a complete the sentence question, and it is complete the sentence with the correct travel phrasal verb. The sentence is, I will at the airport tomorrow. And just a hint, maybe there are two phrasal verbs that could properly fill this gap.
Okay, next is question number three, which is, which idiom do we use to describe someone who has gone from poverty to prosperity? Is it A, born with a silver spoon in one's mouth, B, from rags to riches, or C, to have sticky fingers? Next is another true or false question, and it is true or false. To put in one's two cents means to be overconscious about money. So that's to put in one's two cents means to be overconscious about money. And next is number five, which is complete the sentence with an idiom related to money. And the sentence is, when you are on the metro in Barcelona, keep an eye on your stuff as there are plenty of people who have on them. So when you're on the metro in Barcelona, keep an eye on your stuff as there are plenty of people who have on them.
Next, we have questions from our slang description word episode. So the first question is, if someone is lame, they are A, very interesting and fun, B, boring and unexciting, or C, always active. So that's to describe someone as lame. Seven, true or false, sweet and laid back are homophones. Then number eight, if someone is indecisive or doesn't commit to plans, would you call them flaky or laid back? And then nine is, if I wanted to describe someone as muscular or physically fit, what word would I use?
Okay, next is question number 10, which is, if you have a falling out with someone, are you on good or bad terms? So if you fall out, are you on good or bad terms? Number 11, complete the sentence with a phrasal verb related to family. Jimmy is only 8, but when he wants to be a doctor. And number 12 is true or false. Put up with means to tolerate someone or something. So does put up with mean to tolerate someone or something?
Okay, next we have two questions from our body part idiom episodes. There were two episodes. So first is complete the sentence with the correct body part idiom. The sentence is, after doing a bad presentation at work and losing a client, I had to from my boss. And then next is a true or false question. So, true or false, hit the nail on the head means to punch someone in the face.
Okay, and now we have question number 15. And this is, which is the correct definition for down to earth? Is it A, someone who is not organized, B, someone that is open to new ideas, or C, someone that is realistic and practical? Number 16 is, which is not a meaning for jack of all trades? So we're looking for one which is not the correct meaning. Is it A, someone who is handy, B, someone who is multilingual, or C, someone who can work various tasks? And next we have number 17, which is a complete the sentence. It is no surprise she is studying to be a doctor.
And our last questions for today are about our last phrasal verb episode. So the question 18, Which one isn't a definition of the phrasal verb fall apart? Is it A, for someone to lose control of their emotions in a moment? B, for something to break into pieces when it's not supposed to? Or C, to have something after or in case something fails, to have something as a backup? So again, that we're looking for the one that isn't a definition of fall apart. Next is, true or false, fall down means the same as fall. And finally, our last question for today is complete the sentence. The sentence is, how could he? Such an obvious lie. So we're trying to fill that gap with a phrasal verb that starts with fall. And that's it for our questions. And note down your answers and we'll come back with the results in a second. Okay, so if you have all your answers noted down in your notebook or on your paper, we're going to go through them now. So the answer for number one is true. The answer for number two, there are two options. The phrasal verb could be drop off or pick up. For number three, it was a multiple choice question, and the answer is B, from rags to riches. For number four, the answer is false. For number five, it was a fill in the gap question in the sentence, and the answer is sticky fingers. So the person has sticky fingers. Next, for number six, again, it was a multiple choice question, and the answer is B, boring and unexciting. The answer for seven is false, and that's because they homophones means when two words sound the exact same, but they have different meanings. So it's false. The other word we could use would be synonyms, and that's when words have they're different words that have the same meanings, but again, these are not synonyms. Number eight, the answer is flaky. We would call someone flaky if they're indecisive and don't commit to plans. The answer for number nine is ripped. Number 10, the answer is bad terms. We use falling out when we're on bad terms with someone. For number 11, the phrasal verb to fill in this blank is grow up. For number 12, the answer is true. For number 13, the answer to fill in this blank, the body part idiom we want to use is face the music. And for 14, the answer is false. For question 15, again, was a multiple choice question, and the answer is C, someone that is realistic and practical. And for 16, again, a multiple choice question where we're looking for the description that doesn't describe the meaning of jack of all trades, and that's B, someone who is multilingual. In 17, to fill in the blank, we want to use the word ambitious. And finally, for our last section of questions, the answer to question 18 is C, to have something after or in case something fails, to have something as a backup. And question 19, the answer is true. And finally, the answer to question 20 is fall for. That's the phrasal verb you want to fill in the gap. And that's it for our third quiz. We hope you enjoyed it and we'll see you on Monday.
Listening today, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.